Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. I am your host, Jeff. Joined with me is my co-host, Joe Janner. Joe, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. I mean, I know you're excited because we're talking about Champions League, but I'm well. I'm doing what I can to bring as much excitement to the table along with what we've talked about in the past in the Champions League. It's getting exciting.
Yeah, I mean, this time of year is, everyone's got a team that they're rooting for, or rooting against, maybe. But, I mean, we had some excitement. We had some fireworks here last week. We had Inter Milan and Barcelona just fighting it out. And what a finish. Both teams finished with three goals, finishing leg one. And prior to going ahead and looking at leg two, I think we have to go back and just review the game briefly and what we saw, because, oh my gosh, talk about excitement from both squads, right? And keep in mind, that's a Barcelona without Lewandowski, Joe.
That it was. It was him in the seats, in the stands. I saw a couple shots there. And
contributing in his own.
Contributing, right, but definitely not on the pitch.
Yeah, and speaking of his absence, I will say this. Talk about a guy filling in for him, Torres filling in for him. I'm not saying he's the same level as Lewandowski. I'm not saying that. Lewandowski does a lot of things on the pitch besides score, but Torres finishing with a goal, and other players seem to step up a little bit more than I think they normally would have. I mean, watching Yamal play was, to me, that was the highlight of the match, was watching this young guy, Yamal, and seeing he almost put away a second goal, but it just seeing him play and create opportunities with that speed and aggressive ability to get towards the goal. I mean, it was just fun watching him play. That's part of the reason I tuned in for that one.
And he's supposedly 17 years old, right?
He's in that age range, yeah, 17, 18. He's been on this
19, 20.
He's been
maybe.
He's been on.
Listeners could read through that. They could read through all that. But anyway, yeah, a young performer, a young player, exciting always to watch.
Yeah. Either way, yeah, and he's been on the scene for a couple of years, so really impressive watching that guy. And the whole team played phenomenal, creating opportunities. And then on the other end, you have Inter. And I'm thinking, hey, Martinez, this guy's going to finish with the goal, the Argentinian striker. He always does. Great captain of the team. Well, he was kind of quiet, but others from the team picked it up in his silent moments, if you will. And talk about an amazing goal being created. I mean, Dumfries with that first goal, and he finished the game with two, but the first one in particular was just beautiful.
Well, that was a surprise in a sense that, well, that and them going up 2-0 relatively early in the match, I think started getting probably a lot of Barcelona supporters and the team, especially themselves, kind of like, wait a minute, I'm not sure that we were – is this the team that's supposed to be here? I don't know. So you mentioned, you know, Lewandowski out not being there, but no, it was a competitive match. It was definitely in contrast to what we saw, what we talked about in a previous episode regarding the Arsenal PSG. So,
yeah, and hats off for Barcelona for coming back and fighting through that, even though they had that home pitch advantage and they are super talented despite missing a player here and there. I mean, still, to be able to come back and pull that off with a couple shots off the post here and there, I mean, that game could have finished with a Barcelona victory. And so we're going into leg two here, currently at a draw, sitting 3-3, as I previously mentioned. But lots of excitement, and yeah, I'm excited to see. I don't know if either of these teams are going to try to do something different, but we do know that we're headed to Milan, and Inter's got the home field advantage. I have a feeling Martinez is going to come out ready in this match as opposed to last one, and he's going to show what kind of special player he really is. And so I think we're going to have another close, well-contested match, and I think we're going to have several goals in it, being that Both teams have a lot of firepower, but what are some initial thoughts as we go into leg two, Joe? What are some initial thoughts from you on what both sides need to do in this match?
I will say this, that's what's kind of interesting, or has always been interesting, especially since the change away from the additional value of the way goal, in the sense that you could play this first leg to a draw, and then it puts everything on to the second leg, meaning it's as if the first, I mean, aside from the performance and the goals and everything, it's just like as if the first didn't happen, but now it's almost like a replay at the other or the opposition's now home. What's going to come from there? I think it's going to be a lot tighter. I actually think it's going to be very much a match where, yes, could you say, I mean, is it too easy to suggest the first person that scores the goal is going to win, in a sense that I don't know if it has any more than that in it? Because I think that Inter Milan of the two sides is better set up to be okay, one, not having the ball, two, when they do, being efficient with it, and then probably looking for a timely opportunity to score what could be the goal, which would be just enough if they can keep Barcelona from scoring. Now, all that being said, it's going to take a lot of work, and that's still a whole match that they have to approach that. I don't know if they will, but that's essentially what they have in place, or what they have to play for, is opportunity to do what they absolutely have to do to get a goal to go on. So it's a little bit of a different setup, a little bit of a different scenario for both sides. I could see them doing it, but Barcelona, it's tough. That's tough. And I'll say it. I think there's probably, at least across the whole world, there's probably more people looking at wanting Barcelona to go on. So that always has a play in the whole grand scheme of things.
Right. So and one of the players I think that, you know, yes, I think Yamal is going to have another great game for Barcelona to have a chance to move on. I also think it's going to be heavily dependent on Rafinha, the Brazilian player who is just able to find the back of the net no matter what. And so, Joe, would you take a minute and just describe Rafinha and his style of play briefly?
He's a player, he's dynamic in a sense. So he's probably not the one that outside of this squad you're going to be dependent on. But I think as you've seen him inserted into Barcelona, he's been on the ascendancy in terms of his talent. He has gotten better, and he is a attacking force that you have to be mindful of. So it's one of those, maybe it's a word not so much related to athleticism or technical aspects or abilities is a little bit sneaky, in a sense that I think that he has a way of showing up at the right time. And in this game, that's kind of what a player like that can, how a player like that can be dangerous, is that who is and how are you going to account for a player like that within a squad of other talented players?
Right. Yeah. He has a skill set. He's fast. He's dynamic, but he's got some other valuable abilities, knowing where to be at the right time, right place. And so, yeah, I think he needs to have a heck of a game for them to move on as well. And if I'm going to be honest here, I think Barcelona is the more talented team. I do believe that. I just think they're stacked. Having said that, you know, Inter, they're solid all around. And when it comes to the Champions League, I don't know what it is, magic in the air, what have you. They're kind of like Real Madrid, although that's not a great example this year, but something about the Champions League and Martinez being the captain of that team and getting them fired up, getting them motivated. It's hard to bet against Inter at this tournament.
Yes, right. I think you said it well, that maybe on paper, or at least like going through and player for player, you're going, okay, well, Barcelona has a more talented side. But as you know, we've seen that doesn't always add up to within a particular match, within this, what they're facing. I think that's where Inter Milan, again, at home, has the advantage. I think that they have, as a unit, a little bit more experience, a little bit more understanding of what they need to do working together to get the job done. That's why I favor them in this.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you're ready to make a prediction here, Joe. You go ahead and lead it on this one.
I said that it was just going to be the one goal that they're going to do, but I don't see Barcelona not scoring one. And so I think what you're going to see, I don't know if it's a Barcelona early goal. I see that. I also see them quickly Inter coming back to draw at level, let's say 1-1 by the half, and then going into the second half, it's again, it's almost like here we are again. Now into the second half, it's completely level. Who's gonna in the next or the second half in the 45 minutes do what they need to do? And I think that's Inter Milan getting a second, winning this 2-1.
Okay. Wow. That. Well, I'll tell you one thing from the fans' perspective. That would be a heck of a match to watch, right? That'd be exciting.
Yeah.
I am gonna.
How about you?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So. You know, I already alluded to it. It's certain teams in the Champions League, and again, Real Madrid not being a good example this season, but prior seasons they live up to it. I just can't bet against some of these teams in this tournament, no matter what I see on the paper. So I think Martinez, he's going to step it up. He's going to have a great match. Give him a goal. And I think Inter is going to take this at home and move on. Score prediction, we saw lots of goals in the first match. Can they do that again? I think yes. I think Inter's going to win this 3-2 and move on.
Ooh. Oh, so you're sticking with the more goals. You're sticking with
I think we'll see more goals.
Okay.
I do. And
okay.
The reason I say that is I think Barcelona's going to have to step it up. I think Inter's going to put pressure on them early. And so, yeah, I think 3-2. And Inter's moving on for this one.
Wow. Okay. Looking forward to it. Everybody is, right? This is the time to get into it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Super exciting time of year. And so thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Hopefully you get a chance to watch the game. If you get a chance, please hit that like and subscribe. And as always, till next time.